New York's rate of the virus has been creeping up all fall, though the state is still at a significantly lower rate than most of the rest of the nation. 2.74% of all tests were positive on Saturday. 30 people died of the disease, and over 2,500 were in the hospital. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the weeks between now and January 2nd are a dangerous period for New Yorkers as pressure to participate in social interactions intensifies during the holiday season. Cuomo, who's already limited indoor gatherings to 10 people or fewer, says we'll know by early December whether or not New Yorkers were careful over the Thanksgiving holiday and took precautions like mask wearing and safe social distancing.
People get infected. You need an incubation period for the virus. They then start to get sick. They then start to show up at the hospital. So December 1, December 10, you'll see the results of Thanksgiving weekend.
The governor says the winter holidays, Christmas, Hanukkah, and New Year's, will be another trigger point for spread of the virus. He says safe behaviors can mean all the difference between a low or moderate trajectory of the disease and a terrible spike, which he says will lead to more hospitalizations and more deaths.
I would not be shocked if they said on January 10th, January 15th, we're up at 7, 8, 9, 10%. That could very easily happen if we are irresponsible. It could even be higher if we're irresponsible. It's purely a function of what we do.
He says even though two major pharmaceutical companies, Pfizer and Moderna, are on track to produce doses of a reliable vaccine, it will at first be limited to the most vulnerable groups. Cuomo says it will be at least another 6 months before enough people receive the vaccine to achieve critical mass and allow normal life to resume. And he says a future vaccine can't do anything about rising rates of the virus right now. The governor also warned that many regions of the state are headed toward more economic restrictions in the coming days, including portions of Manhattan, Staten Island, Long Island, and Rochester and Syracuse, as the positivity rates in those regions are rising. But the governor did not declare any new zones or intensify any existing ones on Sunday. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.